You know, I focus a lot when I think about salvation. I focus a lot on the do's and the don'ts. And I'm thinking tonight that there is something that I maybe need to have. I don't lose those, but there's something else that I need to put above it. And I'd like to share that with you. But what I'd like to start with, I'd like to think about the word name. What is in a name? Yeah. You know, and looked over here in Proverbs 22:1, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold. Looking at the definition there, a good name, reputation, credit, fame. It said a character will support a man in many circumstances. There are many rich men that have no name. The word of a man of character will go farther than all of their riches. Now I thought about this. How do you go about getting a good name? How does a person come about it? I know that children, parents, when the just before the child's born, maybe they go get the books and take a look at all the names that are available that you could call your child. What would it be? Now, in that, do they have categories? These are good names or these are bad names? No, they're all alike. The child is going to determine whether that's a good name or not. And, you know, sometimes I've thought about this. You know, you may decide, I don't want to call my child this name because I have a memory of somebody else called that name that has kind of ruined it. You know, it wasn't the name that did it. It was the person that had lived the life. I have focused on the do's and don'ts of salvation. But I think there's something important for me. I feel like that since the Lord has started dealing with me about this, I want to make a change. There is a name, the name of Jesus. What's in a name? There's a lot of people today, maybe in Mexico and different places, called Jesus. But when we think of the name of Jesus, what comes to our mind? And there's something else that has been a little challenge to me, and that is a verse. I want to look at it before we get started. That is a verse over in Malachi. How much do I think about the name of Jesus? And not just the name, but what all follows it. In Malachi, the 3rd chapter, this is kind of an interesting verse to start with. They that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. I like to think about that part of the verse as being Wednesday night prayer meetings when we come together and we tell how the Lord has talked to us each one through the week, how he's helped us. The Lord heard it, hearkened, and he heard it. And here's what he did. A book of remembrance was written before him. You know, he's got a book of remembrance. Written before him for them that feared the Lord. So if I fear the Lord, there's a book of remembrance. God is remembering that. But there's something else he's remembering. He's remembering those that thought upon his name. Now, what all does that involve? I read over in the 20th chapter of Revelations where it says, when we all stand before the great judgment seat, there's going to be some books open. And one of them is the book of life. Well, here's another book that we're talking about. And this book is recorded throughout my life of how often I'm thinking about his name. Well, is it just the thought, okay, if I say Jesus so many times in a day, that's going to make a big difference? But know what I'd like to, what I'm looking at tonight and what the Lord's been dealing with me about is that I start digging deeper into what all that name means. What all is behind that name? Just like with a child that has a name and their character, what they do through life, when you hear that name, you're going to remember something about them. When we hear the name of Jesus, what do we think about? And what all does that name involve? I'd like to look at a verse in Isaiah. Before Jesus was ever born, we hear this prophecy. Unto us, Isaiah 9:6. Unto us a child is given, Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called. Now, it didn't say Jesus there. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So we recognize this to be Jesus, but it didn't say Jesus' name there. What it said was all the things that Jesus was, he was Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Would go, you could think of his name, and then these things come to you. I remember in Matthew, you remember when Mary heard Matthew, the first chapter, what name should be given to him. Matthew 1 and 21. And she shall bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And I was thinking of what we think of from his life. And there is a song, I would like for us to look at it. It's song number 42. This song says the music of his name. When I think of his name and all that follows it, what do I think of? I'd like for us to sing this song together, number 42. Who can sing the wondrous love of the Son divine? Oh, my Lord, there's none so dear to me as the one who bore the burden of all my sin and so freely died to set me free. Oh, the precious music of Jesus' name, glory to the Lamb. Oh, sweetest name and song, the heavens shall prolong the music of thy name. Tune your harp, ye ransomed throng, and extol the Christ. Sing the name that opened mercy's door. Oh, 'tis music, sweetest music to sinners lost, sweetest to the saints forevermore. Oh, the precious music of Jesus' name, glory to the Lamb. Oh, sweetest name and song, the heavens shall prolong the music of thy name. Oh, let saints and angels join in triumphant song. Let the music of all worlds accord, and in holy anthems I over all proclaim, glory be to Jesus Christ the Lord. Oh, the precious music of Jesus' name, glory to the Lamb. Oh, sweetest name and song, the heavens shall prolong the music of thy name. So whenever I talk about, my focus seems in the past to have been salvation is about do's and don'ts. It still will be. But you know what? If I could realize this thing all flows from Christ, if I could realize he is the source of it all, and the fountain that we read, that we sang about a while ago, not only does it save me, it also keeps me. I am thankful for that. There is a verse over in Acts the 10th chapter. Because what I would like to learn tonight, and none of these verses will be new to us, but it's just reminders. I would like to see what all is attached to that name. 10 and 38. 10 and 38 of Acts. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with them. Went about doing good, and you know, we can just go through the first four books in the New Testament, and we can see what all that good involved. So I wrote down just a few of them. There are more than what we could use tonight, but I would like to take just a few of them. In Mark 10, 10th chapter, and in the 13th verse. So you remember when sometimes the disciples would be with him and they would decide, you know what, we see that it needs to go this certain direction, and Jesus would correct them. They brought young children to him that he would touch them. You know, we're looking at what all is in this name of Jesus. He went about doing good. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased. And he said to them, suffer the little children to come to me and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. This is just a little snapshot of what's behind the name of Jesus. You know, we have our little children here in the Sunday school classes. And when they get up and sing the songs of Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves the little children of the world. If we could just realize, you know what, this is behind that name of Jesus. Suffer the little children to come to me and forbid them not. And they also had other things that Jesus had to correct his disciples for. In Matthew, the 15th chapter. 15 and 23. You remember in this one, this is where the woman of Canaan was crying out because she had a need. Her daughter had a need. And I believe she knew that Jesus could help with that need. And said she cried out in the 22nd verse, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And he answered her not a word, but what did his disciples say to him? Send her away. For she crieth after us. Well, we could almost look at this story and say, Jesus almost did worse than that. He told her, it's not meet for me to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. But you know what he was doing? Was, here's this name of Jesus. He knew who to test. Yes. You remember the woman that touched the hem of his garment? He didn't tell her. This is not something that we don't cast this to dog, give it to dogs. But to this one, I believe he was testing her. He was wanting to see just how bad does she want this. And you know what? She took each one of those. That's truth, Lord. I agree with you. But I tell you what, if we could just get a few of the crumbs. And what did he say of her? He had a good commendation for her. Where was that? Where he said, I have not found so great a faith. So I was looking at this. 28. O woman, great is thy faith. Yes. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. This is Jesus. This is what's behind that name. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And I find another word that is used to, describes Jesus. And that's the word compassion. Yes. You know, I find several places in the scripture. When Jesus was teaching the multitudes, and they were a long ways out of the city, and he realized, you know what, these folks are not going to be able to go back to some place to get food to eat. And you remember the disciples were saying, hey, you know what, it's time to send them back. Tell them to go find something to eat. But he said, it says in several places, I have compassion on the multitude. And he did that. He had compassion. In several places, one of them was he saw a woman, they were carrying her son off for burial, And he went over, said he had compassion on her, and he raised the dead. This was this Jesus that went about doing good. You remember we see another something about his nature. When it said that he loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus, you know, we just can kind of read through that real quick and it's gone. But you know, Jesus liked to have relationships himself with people. We can kind of think, well, boy, he had so many people turned against him that he must just been callous to it. But maybe that's why he appreciated so much being able to be around friends that cared about him. But it was telling us how much he loved them to where that's almost one of two places that I can find where he wept because of Lazarus being dead. So I find there the compassion that he had. But in this name, I was thinking of this in Proverbs, the 10th chapter, we read, see, there's something more than just a name. It's what is behind it. Proverbs in the 10th chapter and in the, The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. If somebody could find that verse for me, I've written it down wrong. Proverbs 18 and 10. Thank you. So is it the name that does it? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. We run into the name and we're safe. No, we run into all that that name means and all that stands behind it, and we are safe. There's another verse in Acts, the 4th chapter. And in the world around us where we see these bumper stickers that show that all these different religions, let's just put them together and let's call it coexist. And then we read this verse in Acts 4 and 12. Neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So this is more than just, okay, the word Jesus, but it's all that that stands for. You know, we had just a few days ago, had a baptism service. And I was thinking of this, what all does that really mean? You know, we say, okay, what it is, it's a testimony, and it is, of this old man is buried now and comes up to walk in newness of life. Yes. But you know, before Jesus ever baptized, John the Baptist came, and he was baptizing people. You know what those people were doing? That baptism proved that we want to follow the teachings of this person. And I'd like to look at a verse here. Acts 19, because we're talking about the name of Jesus tonight. Acts 19 and the 3rd verse. They've come to some people and they ask in the 2nd verse, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. So he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. So what they did is back when John was baptizing, they were being baptized then and following John's teaching. And look at, it says in the 4th verse, then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, what significance does that mean? What that was doing back then was saying, you know what, we have followed John. Remember when John said, I must decrease and he must increase. Yes. I have taken you this far. Remember where he said, I'm not even worthy to loosen the shoelaces of the one that is coming. And so John now it's like passing off to another. Here it is, they're saying, okay, we were baptized to John's baptism. We didn't even know there was anything else here. And when it was explained to them, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, I want to think that this baptism is more than just, I repented of my sins, I repented of my wrongs. The dead man is, this man has been buried and come up to walk in newness of life. But I think it is also saying, you know what? I'm going to follow this. I am going to follow Jesus. Here is a verse that we sometimes sing. I'll follow by his side, whatever may betide, though perils thickly throng the way. Though billows deep may roll, there's naught can harm my soul, for he is with me night and day. I'll follow Jesus all the way. I'll follow to that everlasting day. So that baptism, I think, is going even farther than just I'm buried and come up a different person, the testimony of that. But it is also, I'm going to follow Christ's teachings. I choose to do that. I'd like to look at another place now in John, because this verse in the past has seemed like a stretch to me. John 21 and 25. There were also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Now, is that a stretch? The world itself couldn't contain all of the books if it was written what all Jesus did. And now I've come to realize, you know what? It's talking about more than just his 3 years of ministry. It's talking about more than just when he was born here. If we were to, what does it say? All the things which Jesus did. You know, whenever we stop and we start musing about Jesus and what that name means. In Genesis, the first chapter, when they were going to create man, he said, let us make man. Who was with him? You know, sometimes as a minister, we'll say, we'd like for you to pray for us. Well, no, there's only one person here, but there was more than one there. Christ was with him, with the Father, in creation. So if you took Genesis 1 and you said all of the things that Jesus did, the world could not contain the books. And now you start looking at astronomy and you start looking at chemistry and you start looking at all the things. And when he just spoke, when God spoke and it was done and Jesus was there with him at the time, now you start looking at how many books could be written. When we read about Stephen, when he is about to be stoned and he sees Jesus, he's back in heaven again. And he sees him standing at the right hand of the Father. All of the books that could be written. And you think that's just one little snapshot of what Jesus did for one person. What has he done all the years of working with people? Remember where it says we're encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. It starts expanding my mind. You know where it says, let us exalt his name. Let us magnify his name. If I could just start realizing who all, what all is involved behind this name of Jesus. Remember the verse that says, he was a lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. And we catch just little glimpses. We see one in his prayer in the 17th chapter of John. Because you know, when he was just here for his 3 years ministering, the Pharisees could deride him. They could say that he wasn't the Son of God. He is Beelzebub. They could say whatever. But here, I'd like for you to look at Jesus now. He's almost to go back home again. And it says in the fourth verse of the 17th chapter of John, we're talking about the name of Jesus and what's behind it. Here is something that's behind it. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Yes. With the Father, before there was ever a world. And now I start realizing, wow, behind this name is something that's eternal. He was there before the world was ever created. Yes. So now I start looking and I realize a little bit more how the world would not contain the books if they described everything that Jesus had done. A lot of times we just think about there was a 3-year ministry there. We pretty much get to read it out of the 4 books of the first of the New Testament. But there was so much more that's attached to this name. So I think it's important for us sometimes. Here's this song in number 109. You know, we're living in a really busy time. We're living in a time that wants to crowd our mind with things. I think it'd be real valuable for us, for me, I want to do it myself, is just sometimes just kind of crowd the world back out and think about what all is included in the name of Jesus. We have not even gotten to the part of him being willing to sacrifice for us. But this says in song number 109, alone in some secure retreat, the sky o'ershadows me. All nature smiles so soft and sweet, I'm thinking, Lord, of thee. You know, we're in a time where there's a lot of things to want to crowd my thinking. And it doesn't have to be sinful things. It can be the cares of this life. But Lord, help me to find some time to just stop it all and realize who Jesus really is. You know, we're coming up this next month to be thinking about the celebration of Jesus' birth. But you know, I need to realize he's the reason for the season. Not just in December, but all through the year. For if I have help, if I have grace, it's because he has helped me with that. It says, thinking of thee, O Lord of thee, musing on things above, till every chord within my soul is tuned with heavenly love. So this Jesus, it's easy for us to see him put to death, and seems like that was the end of it. But we get to see some snapshots. One of them is in the book of Philippians. Philippians 2:2-9. You know, it says in these verses above it, that Jesus made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men. You know, we can kind of see this side of Jesus in those first 4 books. But now look what has happened to him in the 9th verse. You remember when his prayer in the 17th chapter, Father, I'd like for you to glorify me with the glory that I had before. Here it's happening. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Now is it just, okay, he changed his name from Jesus to something else? No, what's behind that name? That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Is that being done today? Is every tongue confessing? It said they should. But you know, there's another verse in the Bible that says it will happen. It should happen today, but should it not, it will happen one day. So let's not get disturbed with the world around us that seemed like it's going the other direction so fast. Evil is good now, and good is evil. But we're not through yet. This is not over. There will come a day when, and we need to have this faith to believe it. This Jesus that is now highly exalted, one day every knee will bow. You know, I sure like to bow my knee today before him. What does it say? And confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. But should I not today, one day I will. So there is another song that we have about the name of Jesus. Song number 49. So when this one says, the title of it is, Praise the Name of Jesus, I'd like for us to sing that one. Praise the name of Jesus for his love to me. Crucified on Calvary, sinful man to free. Is he dead or living? From the grave he rose, crowned a mighty victor over all his foes. Praise the Lord for grace and glory. Praise him for his mercy. Praise him evermore. Praise him for his mercy, for the life he gives. Praise him for the victory. In my heart he lives. He is with me ever in the trying hour, causing me to conquer by his mighty power. Praise the Lord for grace and glory. Praise him for his mercy. Praise him evermore. When my heart is heavy, Jesus makes it light. When my steps are weary, he is my delight. With his grace upholding, should I fear at all? With his arms enfolding, I shall never fall. Praise the Lord for grace and glory. Praise him for his mercy. Praise him evermore. In the 11th chapter of Hebrews, it gives us a list of people. It says it's the faith chapter. But it gets down close to the end, and it's almost like we're about to run out of space in this chapter here. So we're going to have to just name them all out in a couple verses. And it did that. And it starts it out with 11 and 32. What shall I more say? Time would fail me to tell. And then he just started naming names. If I were going to tell all these stories, time would fail. I would like for us to think of that verse in thinking of the name of Jesus. If I were going to, time would fail us to tell of everything that goes behind that name, who he is, the power he has. He says, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. And I would like to remember, he says, those that thought on his name, a book of remembrance was written. I cannot buy salvation. No amount of good works will buy salvation for me. But I want to tell you, if I found out that there's going to be some books open at the end of life, and I got this little connection of the book up here in Malachi, there's a book of remembrance that he's writing, just in case it's one of those books. You know what? I want to think more on his name, not just his name, but I think it'd be good for us to stop and take a look at God, what God is, who he is, what he is able to do, what he has done in the past. And I think on those things, where that song that we just sang, Alone in Some Secure Retreat, it's hard to find those places anymore because life is so busy. But it'd be very good for us to stop sometime and give it some thought of who God is. We won't find much out in the world to encourage us in doing that. We're going to have to stop and be real quiet. But when we do that, we realize Jesus can take care of any problem that I've got. God is well able, and I start finding all the times in the past when he has helped. And so there's one more song, and I didn't realize that it had this many verses. It's the song, Oh How I Love Jesus. And I pulled it up to try to write down the verses. And you know, this person is doing what we're trying to do tonight, is think about Jesus and the thoughts that come to the mind. So I would like to give some of the verses that I didn't realize was in there. And let's think about this person is just, this is just their thoughts. as they think about how they love Jesus, the name, it says there, it is the name I love to hear. But then some of those verses, it says, this name tells me of a father's smile beaming upon his child. It cheers me through this little while, through desert, waste, and wild. It tells me what my father hath in store for every day. And though I tread a darksome path, it yields sunshine all the way. It tells of one whose loving heart can fill my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. It bids my trembling heart rejoice. It dries each rising tear. It tells me in a still small voice to trust and never fear. Jesus, the name I love so well, the name I love to hear. No saint on earth its worth can tell. My heart conceive how dear. This name shall shed its fragrance still along this thorny road, shall sweetly smooth the rugged hill that leads me up to God. And there, with all the blood-bought throne, from sin and sorrow free, I'll sing the new eternal song of Jesus' love for me. And now I'd like for us to sing the verse that we know. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. How I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. And there's a scripture that says that we love him because he first loved us. But we also love him more as we start finding out all the things that are involved in this name. He was there before the creation of the world. That's hard for me to imagine. I kind of thought it started when he was a baby. But may we realize, may we stop to think what all is involved in that name. And he is well able to help us today. I am thankful for it. I desire your prayers.